This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we are shining a light on Dr. Rebecca Lacator. She's the co-founder, president, and COO of Evolved by Nature. She, along with her business partner, and by the way, a PhD in biotechnical engineering and biomedical engineering, they created a company that's reinventing silk in liquid form in order to replace the harmful ingredients that we have in skincare products. Doctor, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first of all, how are you and your family doing during this crazy, unprecedented time? Everybody healthy and doing okay?
Fortunately, we're all healthy and doing well, but I will say that a stay-at-home advisory with a 1- and 2-year-old is certainly an adventure.
Oh, so yeah, you're right in the weeds. Yeah, with me, I have 3 children under the age of 10 at home, and it is not a pretty sight. It is not a pretty sight at all. It's definitely a challenge for sure. You learn a lot about yourself and about your family in a time like this. That's the definite. You've got quite a resume. You've got a PhD in biomedical engineering and mechanical engineering. You were named one of the Boston Business Journal's 40 Under 40 back in 2013. You and your business partner, Greg, co-created Evolved by Nature. Tell us about your company and what your mission is.
Evolved by Nature was created to improve chemistry between people, the things that they love, and the planet. So recognizing that everything around us is created from chemicals or is coated in chemicals, we are aiming to replace those potentially harmful chemicals with activated silk.
You know, I was reading about you. You battled ovarian cancer in your 20s. I imagine, did that experience influence how and why you're doing what you're doing with the company? Talk a little bit about that if you can.
Absolutely. It had a direct influence in what we're doing today. Prior to this company, Greg and I worked together in the medical device space. And so we were designing medical devices that could help people when they were going through some sort of a medical event. What we looked at is that, you know, is there a way for us to actually get further up the stream and actually impact people before they might have some sort of a medical event? And so we were looking at skincare. And we said that's an area where there is a significant amount of chemistry involved. Mm-hmm. When I went through cancer, I had ovarian cancer when I was 27. It really defined a new normal for me. To go from being in your 20s and, you know, a typical 20-year-old female, and then realizing, okay, I have to go through oncology treatment. I need to go through chemo. I went through surgery. What are things that I can actually do to take control of my life again? And one of the things I looked at was my skincare. What can I actually put on my skin? My skin's going to be very sensitive when I'm going through treatment. And so how can I select something that will keep me safe, but also still make me feel like a sense of normalcy? So, you know, drawing on that as we started looking at how could we have an impact on health at a more global scale, skincare is the first area that we looked at. And our design target was we needed to create skincare that would perform so that people didn't have to sacrifice performance, but that would also allow it to be used at any stage of life. If that's during oncology treatment, during pregnancy, when you're nursing, we really wanted to make something that if you face one of these health crises, you're actually able to continue using it and keep that sense of normalcy.
There are so many skincare products out there on the market, and it's so interesting when you go to buy something, and I've I honestly have tried to get better about doing this. When you turn it over to read what's in the ingredients and what you're putting on your body, on your skin, I can't usually pronounce or figure out what any of those words are. But you guys use something called activated silk, and you mentioned it earlier, you know, to replace all of the weird chemicals that nobody understands what they are and probably shouldn't be using ever. What is activated silk, and how did you discover it?
Activated silk is made from natural silk, so starting from the silk cocoon, and we go through a process to purify it and get it in an active form so that it can perform in a variety of different ways from a chemical perspective. And what we actually discovered when we started the company was we had used silk in medical devices in the past. We knew it was an incredible material to implant inside the body. And so we thought that if we could get it in a liquid form, we could use it on the surface of the skin as well. When we went about that process, studying it from an engineering perspective, we actually realized that there's not just one chemistry locked inside of this natural silk, but there are actually over 75 different chemistries within this natural silk. And so we spent the first years of our company discovering how do we unlock that, and then how do we recognize what each of those different activated silk molecules is able to do from a performance perspective in skincare, in textiles, in medical devices, and beyond.
Do you think a lot of people are paying attention to the ingredients now? You know, when they look on the back of something that they're purchasing, do you think people are paying attention a little more, or do we have to get better at doing that?
I think it's both. I think people are certainly starting to become more aware. I think we saw the organic food movement and, you know, locally sourced for foods, and that has certainly grown in the past years. And interestingly, you know, our team has been tracking the trends in the beauty space during this pandemic, and they're actually seeing while there's a decrease in beauty overall, there's actually an increase in the clean beauty segment. So it appears that people are incredibly conscious, and at a time like this where health is such front of mind for everyone, people are paying attention to what ingredients are in their skincare. So we feel like it will continue to grow even more so than it has in past years.
Can you talk a little bit more about the process? So your headquarters are in Medford, so you guys are here, you're local. The process of making the silk, how does it get then to either a manufacturer, or where's the next step after you guys create what you create? Where does it go from there?
There are actually a few different scenarios. We actually manufacture our own skincare line. We started to actually look at sourcing a contract manufacturer when we started this process, and we realized that there are so many intricacies in the manufacturing process that many times contract manufacturers are taking ingredients that are already pre-made and putting them into formulas. And what that means is for the ingredients to be pre-made, they often have extra preservatives in them so that they can sit on the shelf for a longer time before they're mixed in the formulas. So in our Silk Therapeutics skincare line, it was very important to us to have minimal ingredients and to have every ingredient chosen so that it would have an impact on skin health. And so we actually brought manufacturing in-house. So in the case of the Silk Therapeutics line, we manufacture the activated silk in one area of our production facility. We then transfer that into our skincare production facility, and they actually manufacture the products on site, bottle them, and we ship direct to consumers from Medford. We also manufacture formulas for other companies directly in our headquarters, and alternatively, if there are folks who have their own facility set up or are partnering with a contract manufacturer, then we're able to put our silk into drums and ship it to those facilities just as any other chemical company would.
It seems that using an ingredient like silk would be a no-brainer for every company. I mean, is there a catch? Is it more expensive, or is it more complicated than using, you know, a chemical? I mean, it just seems like why isn't everybody doing this?
Our hope is to get there. It's still a relatively new chemistry. If you look at, the scale of skincare, if you look at things like hyaluronic acid that originally started in the medical space and then moved into skincare and took a number of years to really expand, activated silk is in the medical space. It's now into skincare. We are really the first company that has had an opportunity to produce this at scale and to produce it economically and reproducibly. So while silk has been studied in the medical field for the past 20-plus years, no one has ever been able to get it into this liquid form before and make it available cost-effectively. And so we've just unlocked how to do that, and we're starting to introduce it to other companies and to bring it out. So our hope is that we will continue to increase our production capacity, we'll continue to increase our partnerships, and we will be able to get this out to everyone who's interested in using it in their skincare.
And if people are interested, I want to just give your website out now. We'll give it out a few times. Evolvedbynature.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. And people can get all of the info directly right at that website. Aside from the obvious, how does an ingredient like natural silk benefit your skin and your body? Like, what can you explain to our listeners? What are some of the obvious benefits that we could feel and see by using an ingredient like that, or having a skincare product that includes something like natural silk?
Activated silk is really unique in that it can do several different things for your skincare formulations. In some cases, it actually serves as the active ingredient, so it can partner with your collagen to reduce the appearance of fine lines, to tighten the feeling of your skin.
Oh, wow. Yes, silk, please.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Silk is also great at protecting other actives. So if you look at something like vitamin C, which people look for in their skincare, vitamin C can actually become inactive if it's exposed to air or to light. So if you think about your skincare formulations, often people are opening the bottle every day to apply it, and you're decreasing the activity of that formula over time. Activated silk can actually wrap around those active ingredients like vitamin C and can help preserve them so that they are stabilized and remain active for the life of the product. So it allows us to put minimal ingredients into our formulas because we can use silk to solve multiple different needs in skincare, from being an emulsifier to an active to providing the actual texture of the formula. And so that allows us to eliminate a lot of ingredients that are simply put in as fillers. There's a lot of benefits to the skincare user, and then there's benefits back to our original mission to the other folks around you and the planet, because every time you jump in the shower and wash your skincare off, it's going down the drain. And so we're also focused on what's in our skincare products, how do they impact the environment, and what is their lifespan from cradle to grave.
Wow. Well, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7, and we've been chatting with co-founder and president of Evolved by Nature, Dr. Rebecca Lacouture. Her company is helping to create products that are healthier and better performing, all while using natural silk. And if that wasn't enough, right now they're making their own hand sanitizer, with 100% of the proceeds going towards the frontline workers and hospitals in need. Let's get back to our conversation. The hand sanitizer phenomenon. We need to talk about this for a minute, because I would have never thought that back in December or January, when I would walk by hundreds and hundreds of bottles of hand sanitizer, that I would never see them again after that point. What you guys are doing, the hand sanitizer, the making of it, the idea that we can't find it. I mean, talk a little bit about how you guys got started doing this. I mean, you're right in the wheelhouse, but was it hard to do? And what's been the response so far?
So we immediately as a company said, what can we do that can actually have a positive impact on our community with everything that's going on with the pandemic? We work in the skincare space and the textile space. We looked at options of, do we get involved in making masks? Do we try to look at gowns? Do we look at hand sanitizer? We really quickly worked it up and said we can probably have a significant impact in the fastest way if we jump in with hand sanitizer. We have a manufacturing facility in Medford. We have an existing supply chain where we're sourcing ingredients for our skincare products. And so we were very quickly able to take the World Health Organization recommended formulation for hand sanitizer, bring in the ingredients, and transfer our manufacturing line over so that instead of making gallons of skincare each day, we were making gallons of hand sanitizer. And it started as a donation program. We said, let's just do this. We see people who need it. We see folks at fire departments, hospitals, hospices, visiting nurses, who can't get access to it, and they are out there keeping all our communities moving and safe. And so how do we help those people? And so we started just donating hand sanitizer, and as we saw the need for donations growing, we looked at what are options for us to continue to fund this program and thought about, is there an opportunity for us to scale production further, make the product available for sale, and then take all of the proceeds going from those sales to actually give back and donate additional hand sanitizer back into the community. And it's a nice way as well for the community to get involved, they can buy a product that they might need, which is giving back to those on the front lines, or they can actually jump on and buy a gallon to donate to somebody on the front lines if they'd like to contribute directly.
I want to ask you this also because, you know, you are a scientist. How is it hard to make hand sanitizer, to make it so that it actually works? Because I know when there was a big shortage, and there's, you know, there still is in some places, is it hard to make at home? I mean, do you recommend people even try that? Or is it better to just wait it out, buy what the experts are making, like you, and leave it there? Because I know a lot of people are trying to make them at home and try to do their best. Is it safe to do that?
I think it's just challenging for folks at home to make sure that they have the right ingredients, that they have them in the right concentrations. And for instance, the most important aspect of hand sanitizer is that you have the appropriate percentage of alcohol within the hand sanitizer so it's effective. And so we're testing each batch on the back end to make sure we know the exact alcohol content. And that's not something that most people could do at home.
And I want to give the website out again. It's evolvedbynature.com. And you can buy a bottle. I'm actually going to do it after this interview is over. And, all of the proceeds are going to go to benefit those that are working so, so hard every day. I mean, not just now in this pandemic, but all the time to keep us safe and healthy. You know, it's worth it. It's worth the purchase. Evolvedbynature.com. And you guys have donated, is that true, over 1,200 liters so far in the greater Boston area?
We have, and we're continuing to make donations each week.
Wow, that's so great. So if you're listening now, please, I mean, every little bit that everybody does helps. It really, really does. And I wanted to talk to you, you know, about your company, your staff. How are they doing through this pandemic? I mean, is business crazier? Is it more stressful? How is everybody feeling within your company about what's happening around them through this pandemic?
Our team has been absolutely amazing. We turned to them and said, hey, here's how we're going to help. We'd like to make hand sanitizer and let's figure out how to get it done. And the team has just rallied around it. We have folks who aren't normally on the manufacturing line who have shifted to work on the manufacturing line to help us produce at higher volumes. We have other employees who have volunteered to be the donation drivers who are picking up cases of hand sanitizer and bringing them to the folks who are most in need so that they don't have to take time out of their day to come and pick up the sanitizer from our team. And so it's just really been nice to see the team come together to recognize that we have to make a shift, to figure out how to do it so quickly, and to be so willing to support whatever we can possibly do to help the community at a time like this.
You know, we only have a couple minutes left, and I wanted to ask you about what you think the new normal is going to look like, because you work in a field where, and we mentioned this before, where I think the natural side of things, either whether it's ingredients or organic foods, people are, I think, are leaning more towards that because nobody really knows what's going on. Nobody knows what's out there, and you have to look at what's safe, what's your best option. What do you think the new normal is going to look like? Is it going to involve, you know, hand sanitizer, cleaner, people looking to things like, you know, natural ingredients in all of their products and their food? Do you think that's going to be the new normal for us when this sort of, I guess, ends at some point?
I think it will certainly be the new normal for the next 12 to 18 months until there's a vaccine that's available and options in terms of treatments for the coronavirus. I certainly think that we'll see an increase in hand sanitizer, especially as businesses start to reopen. We're envisioning that as folks come back to daycare centers, to office buildings, they're going to need to have hand sanitizer in multiple locations throughout the facility. So we expect that certainly the hand sanitizer need will continue, and we will continue as a company to try and support it through both sales and donations for as long as it's needed in the community. From a natural ingredient perspective, we certainly expect that that will continue to grow as a trend. That's what we're seeing in early market research from the start of this year and the first couple of months of this pandemic. And so I expect that that will continue to grow as folks emerge from this and get back out into the world and try to resume some sense of normalcy, of getting up and getting dressed and getting yourself put together to get out of the house.
Which is a challenge, a challenge to do. And you have young kids, I have young kids, and it's been a wild time for sure. Is the best way for our listeners to help, if they want to donate in general or if they want to do anything to help you help others, is the best thing for them to do go to your website, evolvedbynature.com, or is there any other way that you'd like to share with our listeners on how they can help?
Certainly, our website is a great source if they'd like to donate a gallon of hand sanitizer to folks on the front lines or purchase some for their own needs and support the community by doing so. As well, if they can jump on our social channels, that will certainly help us continue to spread the word in the local area. We're also now able to ship hand sanitizer, so we're trying to get the word out as far as we can so that folks can both purchase, but also tell us if there are other needs in the community. So we're always looking for areas that could accept donations and are in need of hand sanitizer, and the best place to let us know about that is through our social channels on either Facebook or Instagram.
Dr. Lakator, you have been amazing to talk with this morning. You've actually, I've been really carefully listening to every word you're saying. Like when you mentioned about opening, every time you open up one of your products, it loses, you know, part of its power to basically help or protect your skin. Like I think of how many times I open bottles of things or lotions or creams or anything, and it's diminishing all the nutrients every time I do that because I'm not using the right stuff because I'm not using your stuff. So this has definitely been incredible to get all this information from you. And I think anytime we have somebody on this show that, you know, is in a position like you are in and you're giving back so much to the community and helping when people really need it is so special. And I thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. And thanks to all those out there on the front lines, keeping the community safe and moving.
Thank you to Dr. Rebecca Lakator for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talked to celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Email us if you know someone you'd like to suggest and follow us on Instagram at Sue.Tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.